and Kira. Weekends from 11.
God almighty, what a weekend of shows. It was incredible. It was two absolute home runs, Kira. Well done. Well done.
It was like we were Ireland playing New Zealand in the Autumn Series, Chris.
What an analogy that I barely understand, but I did understand it because we beat New Zealand, right?
We did indeed. We did indeed.
Excellent. Okay.
Anyway, over the weekend, we were talking about the fact that Halloween feels like it goes on for about 2 weeks now, Christmas for a month, but a day that has been creeping up on the celebration scale is Black Friday.
Oh, God.
And myself and Chris, we've thrown in the towel. We are basic bitches.
Oh, I have my Black Friday deals that I want ready to go. Mm-hmm. I was helping Kira look at laptops and I was looking at mattresses that I'm going to buy for Black Friday. And you know what? I don't need these things, but God damn it, advertising. I know this isn't some ad for radio. It really is very effective. Mm-hmm. God almighty.
Chris, you know the way I'm not like a bag person. Like I'm not, you know, being like, Chris, look at my latest Michael Kors.
You definitely are not.
No, I'm not. Chris, I bought a bag because of Black Friday.
Did you?
It's a bag that I can't afford.
What kind of deal did you get, though? Like, did you get a big reduction?
I got €70 reduction.
But how much was the bag?
170.
Oh, that's, so, I mean, that's okay.
That's a good reduction.
That is a great reduction. In a way, you can't afford not to buy that, as they say. Do you know what I mean?
Well,
at a reduction like that.
The problem is, though, the way it looks coming up to Christmas now, I won't be, you know, be able to, it's a going out bag.
Oh, so, but you're not going to be able to show it off because of the restrictions.
Obviously, with things that are going on at the minute, it looks like I probably won't. So I'll have to wait until 2022 maybe for that. Also, speaking of special days, did you know that your birthday could possibly be the most dangerous day of the year for you? And myself and Chris delved into that weird science after, I think, a survey was done on 2.5 million Swiss people.
Yeah. I wonder.
I get it.
That the birthday is the most dangerous day of the year for a person because you're more likely to die on your birthday.
Mm.
You get it.
Yeah, no,
I don't get it at all. I think it is.
Well, I'll give you an example. Surprise parties. I mean, you're going to, you know, people will throw a surprise party for you
Fair enough.
Your birthday.
Yeah, no,
do you remember the Animaniacs? Do you remember Good Idea, Bad Idea?
Sure. Yes. Yeah.
And do you remember Good Idea telling your granddad that you love him when he's 90? Bad idea throwing a surprise party for your granddad when he's 90 and the cartoon was the granddad keels over in shock. That's just one example from my memory bank.
I hear you. That is a fair example. I also wonder.
Or.
Yes.
If you're more likely to go out on your birthday, so you're more likely to maybe have some alcohol. So that can lead to accidents as well. So I get it.
I really think you're reaching here with this.
I'm reaching, okay.
These are stretches, Kira. These are absolute stretches. And I'm a guy that will try and stretch any figures or data to fit his argument. But God,
no,
this is a stretch.
No one is accepting my logic
this
week.
No, no one did either. I remember when we were discussing this, everyone was like, Kira, what are you talking about? But anyway, on Sunday, we were discussing a clip that has gone viral of two American TV presenters.
Again. Yeah. People weren't getting me on this.
No, I think you're wrong on this. It's not that I wasn't getting you. I think you're flat out wrong on this. Where basically there's a minute of confusion over a word. And one of them thinks that they're referring to one thing. One of them thinks they're referring to the other. And oh, it's a comedy caper. I think it was absolutely set up. Kira disagrees, but listen.
I disagree because I do not think that the news presenter in person would be that smart. That's where I'm at.
I think they were intentionally.
She is that smart and not that funny to
be able to intentionally misunderstand
to do that for
I think
women,
that's what she was doing. I think that's absolutely what she was doing. But listen,
I don't, anyway.
I think I have a theory as well that Kira is like Tony Soprano in many ways. And if you listen, you will hear why. If you go with me on it, it's later in the podcast, you'll get what I mean.
Not a sentence that you'd ever put out together, Kira King and Tony Soprano.
No,
I'm like James Gandolfini. Yeah.
I think there are huge similarities. But listen, all of that and more, here we go.
Three things before we head on.
Three? Oh, Jesus.
Three. I know, this is big.
Okay.
First of all, and I know you're upset by this, but Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello, they have ended their relationship, Chris.
But that means now I can kiss both of them. That's
that
my
true.
Plan. I'm going to kiss Shawn and Camila Cabello. So
and
I'm excited.
In other
that.
Shocking news, it looks like Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson are actually in a relationship.
Okay. So I can't kiss either of them at the moment. All right.
Nope.
Okay.
And I am back in the water.
Have you started sea swimming again?
I've started sea swimming again, Chris.
Oh, my goodness.
I have never been in the water in November in my life.
And what has brought you back to the water?
I don't know, Chris. I don't know. Just to feel something, I guess. I got into the water this morning at 9 o'clock and like literally it took my breath away. It genuinely did.
Okay.
So much so I thought I was going to drown because I couldn't breathe. But then I practiced some mindful breathing and I had a swim on the 20th of November. Thank you.
Look at this. Kira's already been in the water.
Yep, not even in a wetsuit. Thank you.
You're like one of those powerful entrepreneurs that gets up at like 4:30 a.m. and like has a bowl of oats. Yeah, you basically are. Yeah, good for you. So anyway, you were in the water this morning at 9 a.m.
I was indeed.
I love being able to do this. And did you use the very thoughtful dry robe I got you as a present?
Oh my God, Chris.
Yes,
you did, didn't you?
You know I did. Yes, you did. Anyway.
But that's cool. Make it about you.
Yeah, it, you see. I'm able to make it about me. No, but listen, that's very cool. Good for you. How was the water? Probably absolutely
freezing.
Agony.
Freezing.
Was it? Yeah, all right.
Absolutely freezing.
Okay,
couldn't
fair
breathe.
Enough.
Thought I was going to drown.
Oh, all right.
But I persevered.
Okay, well, listen, on the way for you, good for you. You're going to have to persevere through another 2 hours with me, I'm afraid now. So I hope you can manage. Is that worse?
You know what? This is going to be harder than getting in water at 9 o'clock. Hey!
Do you know what, though? You know the way some guys, like, they love looking at cars or they love looking at motorbikes? Laptops are my thing and computers
see,
are my
I
thing.
I know that about you. So that's why I ask your opinion. So please don't get irritated with me when
I
ask
like
you your
it.
Expertise in something that you're actually good at.
No, right? I'm not good at many things. Secretly, I like it. Like, it's like lads who open up CarZone and just spend an hour on there. I'll do that, but with, like, graphics cards. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, look.
Chris and Kira on 2FM.
Oh, yeah. Hi everyone, what's going on? My name is Chris, this wonderful woman. Her name is Kira, indeed.
Hello. Right. Now Chris, I came across something earlier and myself and yourself, we don't have to worry about, well, my birthday was in October, so I don't have to worry about it because I survived it. Your birthday is in February, so you've got a couple of months to build up to it. This amazing research that I came across during the week and I was like, whoa, but also it kind of makes sense. You're more likely to die on your birthday than any other day, okay?
You're more likely to die on your birthday. Than any other day of the year.
Than on
you?
Any other day.
Oh,
yeah. This morbid fact, it comes after research looked at, I think, was 2.5 million deaths in Switzerland, okay? With the number of factors coming into play. Now, this particular study was released in 2012. So scientists analysed the data from 2.5 million deaths in Switzerland between the years of 1969 and 2008. And they discovered that you're at an increased risk of heart attacks, strokes and falls on your birthday, making it statistically the deadliest day of the year. So at the time of publishing, birthdays end lethally more frequently than might have been expected. So obviously they've done more research.
Why?
On it. It's been backed up by Canadian research into the same topic. Stroke risks are heightened on birthdays, especially in those with high blood pressure.
But why?
Because there's two camps of thinking. One is the camp that suggests that you eat too much and you're getting on a bit and that causes you to die.
Oh.
And another is the placebo effect. It's kind of like you're living on a knife edge around your birthday. You just kept yourself going until your birthday. and you think, but Chris, that happens me and you every year as well, coming up to Christmas. It's like we keep on going
we
until Christmas.
We get sick. You're right.
We get sick.
You because are
the,
right.
Do you know what I'm trying to say? It's like the end is near, as in like we've got holidays coming.
Yeah.
And for the 14 odd years that I've worked with you, me and you get sick when we get holidays at Christmas.
That is
now,
actually true.
Might have been a little bit different over the last 2 years.
Sure.
But isn't that, I found that absolutely and utterly fascinating. It's morbid. It is morbid, you know, to say. It seems like that we are more likely to die on our birthdays, which should be a day to revolve around celebration and joy.
Yeah.
And there has been some famous figures who did bite the dust on their birthday. So there is some people, I mean, not a lot to back this up. But anyway, William Shakespeare, Chris, he seemingly died his birthday. The English playwright, poet and actor. Yeah.
Okay.
On the 26th of April, 1564.
That's when he died, 1564. Okay, so
yeah.
I mean, since then there. So hold on a second now. If your research requires citing, and one of the people who died in 1564, like, I mean, that was like a little while ago at this point.
You
I think
that's it. So I was like, well, we're kind of
that's reaching,
know, grasping,
isn't it?
It is reaching with William Shakespeare. Ingrid Bergman, she is the very famous Oscar-winning Casablanca actress. She's Swedish. She
did
died
she die in 1564?
No, she didn't, Chris. She died on the 29th of August 1982. And another one that our audience may be familiar with, but not who you think it is, Machine Gun Kelly.
His Machine name was George, Gun Kelly was a gangster, wasn't he?
Yeah,
the
George
original
Kelly Barnes
Machine Gun Kelly,
was his real name. He's known commonly by his nickname Machine Gun Kelly. Obviously, if you listen to the radio show, we play an artist called Machine Gun Kelly. He was an American gangster and he died on the 18th of July 1954. And he was born on the 18th of July 1895. So there you go.
So this research says that obviously...
Like, honestly, my mind goes to surprise parties.
That if you're older, you go in and everyone's like, surprise and all that, that could get your blood pressure up, absolutely.
You see, because that's going to get the adrenaline pumping in you, because if you are one of those people who genuinely doesn't have an idea that, you know, you've got a surprise party coming for your birthday, well, then that can be a bit of a shock to the system, you know?
Sure. Oh my God, yeah. I'd hate that as well. I'd probably die out of spite. Do you know what I mean? If somebody did a surprise birthday party for me, I'd probably just be like, and do it like just because I wanted to ruin the birthday party. Don't ever do a surprise birthday party for me. Anyway. Oh my God. I still don't.
There it is.
No,
the
it's
risk,
no.
The data
no,
demonstrates
it isn't.
That the
no,
risk
it
of death
doesn't.
Is greater for certain causes like accidents and falling, etc.
Does it really, though, if we're citing a guy who died in the 1500s? Like, I mean, if that's what we're clutching at for this research, I'm not sure if it's the most robust figures. Anyway, all right.
Chris, yeah. Very quickly before we head, Shakespeare actually died in 1616, not 1564. He was born, seemingly, in 1564, although there has been no record of his actual birth.
Can't believe you got that wrong.
Sorry.
You must be so embarrassed. thanks for pointing that out, Sue,
well,
on the text.
I did study him in college, but anyway.
You don't need to know his birth date, though. You just need to know, like, you know, other artistic, thematic things about him. Am I right? Anyway, listen, who cares? There's always one, though, isn't there? Like, I do appreciate you, Sue, at the same time. Like, you know, if Kira's in here saying all these fake news facts, we do need to keep her in line. But, you know, thanks, Sue. Jimin from BTS drove the internet wild because he looked really nice at an airport recently. He was wearing a really nice outfit.
No, I did not know that.
I just wanted to let you know that.
Thank you.
Nobody does airport style better than Jimin from BTS, apparently. Just wanted to bring you up to date on that, Kira.
Thank you.
All right, listen. I'm sure a lady whose style and fashion we might be following in a few years to the same level of the superstardom of BTS. Our track of the week this week is absolutely brilliant. Kira and I always looking for new Irish music as well. So do let us know. Chris and Kira at RTE.ie if you have any suggestions. Well, sorry, without further ado, yes, Kira, you have all the details.
Yes, Irish Ghanaian singer-songwriter Ash has announced her new album. It's called Freedom. It was released at the end of October. So using elements of pop, soul and R&B, this album boasts a collection of unique and catchy songs. Such as the new single Glitter Gold. And Chris, when I listened to it, I was like, oh my God, this is one that you'd put on repeat. And it's a real brilliant radio song to listen to.
Kira texted me really excited about this during the week. And I have to say, I was like, oh, here's another text from Kira. However, I did actually agree with your urgency and your excitement on this one, Kira, because it's brilliant. Mm-hmm. So listen, without further ado, our track of the week.
Let's do it. You ready? Listen up. Chris and Kira's track of the week.
I like to think I'm above these things and I like to think that I'm not easily influenced, but I'm such a sucker. Like, I mean,
Chris and Kira. Weekends from 11.
Like, I remember this whole Black Friday thing started a few years ago. And I was like, oh, Black Friday. Everybody trying to get in on, like, the whole Americanization of the world. Everybody celebrating Thanksgiving. Everybody doing Black Friday.
But that's what it is, though. Black Friday is the colloquial term for the Friday following Thanksgiving in the United States. So it marks the start of, like, the Christmas shopping season.
Sure. And everyone, by the way, weirdly, everybody seems to be starting to celebrate Thanksgiving in our, like, what are we doing? Like, not to be funny, like, I'm all for, like, embracing other cultures and everything, but it's just, there's something particularly weird about celebrating Thanksgiving. Like, I mean,
it's not just that. I mean, we've been kind of been Americanizing ourselves for the last couple of years. Halloween now goes on for, like, three weeks.
I know, and we all put up decorations.
Black Friday.
And we all,
I feel like Black Friday has been going on for 2-3 weeks already. Christmas now, from like the 1st of November, you know, you're talking about Christmas. And I don't want to get like too negative about this, but it's an awful lot of pressure on people.
Sure. I mean, I know what you're saying, financial pressure as well to comply with all of these kind of trends and everything. But sorry, the reason we're saying this is because much as I'm trying to be above it all and say, oh my God, celebrating Thanksgiving. Oh my God, Halloween goes on for 4 weeks now. I'm totally in on Black Friday now because I you know what I've decided? And it's purely because of advertising. God damn it, advertising works. I want a new mattress now because everywhere on the planet seems to be talking about mattress Black Friday deals. And I don't know why. So now I feel like I need one. I don't need one. Don't need anything new. Man, we do have too much material stuff as it is. But I am now on
I agree with that.
A mattress. And I'm obsessed with it now. And I'm like, geez, I'm going to... Because, like, Black Friday has basically already started. Even though, like, it's a week away. All these places have deals this weekend and all next week in the run-up to Black Friday and then more stuff on Black Friday. And I've become obsessed with it because everyone keeps talking about it.
You know... Do you know what? Black Friday originated in the 1950s. Philadelphia police used the term Black Friday to refer to the day between Thanksgiving and the Army-Navy game, where huge crowds of people would kind of take to the streets of Philadelphia.
Is that its origin?
Yeah,
so basically,
that's its origin.
No one had anything to do on those days, so they just went shopping. Is that what it is? As in, like, that it was such a volume of people in the town?
It was traffic cops. So obviously there was just a huge volume of traffic, and that's what they used to call it. But so,
oh right,
yeah.
And now
anyway,
here we are celebrating Black Friday as though it has anything to do with us.
Now, definitely this year, For the first time ever, I've seen a huge build up to Black Friday, like a massive build up.
Oh my
and
God, I know.
As you know, my laptop basically told me in September, this message came up on my laptop and it was like, you need to get a new laptop. We are not updating this system. Basically, I'm about to die. And, you know, this has been flashing now since maybe about June.
Okay. So oh yeah, you told another you reminder asked me there about September. This like a few
so
months
then I
ago,
asked
yeah.
You, yeah, so then I asked you to send me on recommendations for a laptop. Thank you very much for sending it
no
on.
No problem.
We are now, you know, in the week of Black Friday or whatever, Chris, and I'm going to wait and I'm going to buy my laptop.
Oh, we're such suckers.
And
we're such absolute suckers.
We're
like Americans that celebrate St. Patty's Day.
Yeah,
that's what we're doing. Like, we can't be laughing at any Americans who call it Patty's Day and who take to the streets when we're here celebrating Black Friday.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Oh,
I
my
know.
God.
Yep.
Yeah, look at that. To describe it's the happened. Heavy traffic that would clog the streets the days after Thanksgiving as shoppers headed to stores. God mm-hmm. almighty. Now here we are in 2021, the year of our Lord, Kira, celebrating Black Friday. And like a lot of my friends are like, yeah, I have my eye on this like X, Y, and Z for Black Friday. I'm like, why are we... Black Friday, apparently like the deals, some of them aren't even that like life-changing anyway. Like, I mean, you're talking the difference of like
there's
a few euro.
There's friends of mine that can go into a shop, okay, and they will get the most stunning dress or, you know, piece of clothing. And I'm like, where'd you get that? And they're like, oh, I found that on the, you know, in a vintage shop where I got it on the sales rack.
Yeah.
I'm the person that goes in and I never see any of those deals and I always end up, you know, paying full price for everything. And I guarantee you, this particular laptop that I have my eye on, I guarantee you there will be no reductions on it on Black Friday.
Oh,
guarantee
yeah,
you.
I'm of the opinion now that whatever we get on Black Friday is going to transform my life. Now, I'm like, this mattress better change everything about my life when I get this new mattress on Black Friday as part of a Black Friday deal.
Oh, no, Chris, the mattress can change your life, though. Come
this,
on.
See, this is what everyone says, and this is all the rubbish I'm hearing. Like,
you
know, spend a long time on your mattress? You spend a third of your life, you know, asleep
Chris,
and all that. Yeah.
Who are you talking to, my friend? Who
did
you
your duck-down duvet genuinely change your life?
Yes, it did.
I think it did.
And Egyptian cotton sheets and silk pillows. Yep.
Like, I even was annoying broadcast coordinator Adam about a mattress he got recently because I've become so in on a Black Friday mattress. Mm-hmm. And now you're getting a Black Friday laptop. Everybody now seems to have that thing that gets implanted into their brain that mm-hmm. they're going to buy on Black Friday that's going to completely transform their life. So
mm-hmm. So there you go.
Ah, God, we're
best
such suckers.
Of luck to
we're
you.
Such suckers. You know
I
what
know,
I mean?
I know.
Oh, my God. No more Fergos. I really like this. And I said to Kira that, you know, Kira and broadcast coordinator Adam, they're really into CMAT and I didn't know much about her. And I said, this song's amazing. So then Kira started doing that thing, which is like, well, you know, I like, there's a lot of other songs of hers I like. Like, okay, Kira, you don't need to show off what a casual I am and how cool you are that you know all of CMAT's music, all right?
Well, CMAT, do you know what CMAT stands for? It's her actual name, Kira Mary Alice Thompson.
Your name's Kira Mary, isn't it?
Kira Marie.
Yeah. You're like CMAT.
Yeah. I'm like CMAT, I am. But you know what? She's way better than me.
Seamat's a little cooler, I think, than you.
She's way cooler.
I think she has
that's
certain,
an awesome track.
Yeah, it really is. Right, so earlier we played you this. Actually, you know what? A lady with a totally not dissimilar vibe. You know what I mean? I get like certain vibes of her from this as well. Seamat and like Florence and the Machine, of course, was our reverse track today. They're both very cool. You know what I mean? They have that kind of ethereal coolness about them. Anyway, the track was... very obviously, Florence and the Machine's Dog Days Are Over, and Dara got that. Hello, Dara.
Hi, how's it going?
Can't complain, how are you?
Yeah, I'm not too bad.
Good man, very good, very good.
Are you up to anything exciting for the day, Dara?
Yeah, I'm going to Kilkenny with my girlfriend for the night, so she'll be good.
Oh, nice. Are you just doing like a hotel getaway weekend?
It's some like eco Airbnb thing. I'm not really too sure, to be honest. It's a bit surprised.
Okay, great.
Did she book it or did you book it?
No, she booked it, right, yeah.
Okay, well, that sounds kind of cool.
Dara didn't go on Google and type in some eco Airbnb thing and book the first thing that came up. No, so like, what are you going for? Is there any reason or you just decided to, you know, get away for the weekend? What's going on?
No, it's my birthday right next week.
Very good.
Yeah, getting away for something, yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Well,
so your girlfriend,
happy birthday.
Yeah. Did your girlfriend book this for you as like a surprise or something?
Yeah, that was exactly it. Yeah. So
what's her name?
Aisling.
Oh, very
shout
good.
Out to Aisling.
Is Aisling with you now, or are you just chilling out by yourself?
No, she's with me now. She's laughing away.
Oh, very good. Well, this. How about this? You might need, you know, some food delivered to your eco Airbnb thing tonight, as you put it, Dara. So how about we play our Quiz of the Week?
Chris and Kira's Quiz of the Week.
So how this is going to work is, five questions on the biggest goings on of the last week. If you get 4 out of 5 answers right, Dara, you will win yourself €100 worth of Just Eat credit, €50 voucher for you, and a €50 voucher for a friend. I would imagine the girlfriend would have to get one of these €50 vouchers. It would only be fair, Dara, given this lovely weekend she's planned for you. You know what I mean? It would seem only right. But listen, 5 questions. Here's your first question. Best of luck.
Okay, here we go. Which world leader got in touch with the Irish rugby team last week to congratulate them on beating the All Blacks? Is it A, Jacinda Ardern? Is it B, Joe Biden? Or was it C, Vladimir Putin?
Joe Biden.
It was indeed Joe Biden. I saw people actually trolling Jacinda Ardern on Twitter.
Why?
And I was like, guys, leave her alone, because obviously she's Prime Minister of New Zealand and we bet New Zealand.
Oh, sorry, of course. Okay, so they weren't being gracious winners and they were rubbing her face in it. That
not
we
lo- oh, all. No. I was like, oh my, I'd actually never seen that before.
Very unsportsmanlike.
On Irish Twitter. Yeah, exactly. Terrible. I was like, relax, guys, we bet the All Blacks. It's great, but like, just relax. Anyway.
Vladimir Putin, it'd be great to get a call from him if we won as well. Do you know what I mean? It'd be a novelty, like. Do you know what I mean?
It wouldn't.
Be a novelty if he rang and said congratulations.
Nope.
He's a man I would not troll on Twitter, by the way, as well. I would stay exactly. far away from that. All right, listen. You're off to a good start, Dara. You'll get this next one. Adele sat down with whom to chat about, among other things, her new album 30 last week? Was it A, Jacinda Ardern? Was it B, Oprah? Or was it C, Vladimir Putin? What do you think, Dara?
Joanna, I might go with Oprah.
Yeah, good man.
Yeah, sorry. I think you're right. I saw during the week that Britney Spears actually is going to do a sit down with Oprah as well. So it's the year of sit downs with Oprah. Anyway, okay, your next question. The cast of which movie will be reuniting... Oh, sorry, excuse me. Who announced this week that they would be directing...
Kira, reading my question.
Weapon
oh my God.
5.
It's absolutely outrageous.
Sorry.
Don't get Kira. I would have just read the other question. It's all good. Thanks for being my bro, though. It's all right. It's fine. Okay. Sorry, Kira. Sorry. Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
Dara, who announced this week that they would be directing Lethal Weapon 5? Is it A, Jacinda Ardern? Is it B, Mel Gibson? Or is it C, Vladimir Putin?
B, Mel Gibson, I suppose.
It is Mel Gibson. This is an interesting kind of state of affairs. But anyway.
Isn't it amazing?
It's interesting to see how that unfolds. But anyway.
That you can behave the way Mel Gibson behaves and still have an incredible career where you're directing Lethal Weapon 5.
It's not anymore.
But do you know what I'm saying? As in, by amazing, I mean, isn't it astounding? I don't mean amazing in a positive way. I mean amazing in a bewildering way. But anyway, listen, I don't believe Jacinda Ardern or Vladimir Putin are options for the next question, Dara, so you're actually going to have to try, all right?
Right.
The cast of which movie will be reuniting on New Year's Day to recount their magical journey 20 years after the first screening of the film? Is it A, Lethal Weapon? Is it B, Trainspotting? Or is it C, Harry Potter?
Oh, Harry Potter.
Yep.
It is Harry Potter. I'm actually looking forward to that. Are you looking forward to that, Dara?
Yeah, I'd be a big fan of books and stuff. And
yeah, now, I have been 14 years trying to get Chris to read the Harry Potter books. I'm going to ask you this, Chris, because I haven't asked you this in a while. Have you read or watched any of the Harry Potter movies or read any of the books?
None of them.
No.
Since you've been asking.
All right.
No. I think you told me to do it during lockdown as well, like during the original lockdown in like March 2020, and I did not. But
still didn't? Okay. You're
listen, lost. I mean, maybe this Christmas. You never know. I have a few days off now. I might just leaf through it. We'll see. How many books are there? You see, there's too much now. There's like 10 books or something. I can't. It's too much of a volume.
There isn't. I don't know. There isn't. Right. Anyway, Dara, will you tell Chris to just read them or watch the movies?
Yeah, I think you have to. It's an experience.
Dara, will you read them to me? That might be easier. You seem like a big fan. Will you read all 9 of them to me?
Okay.
Can I come with you and the girlfriend to the eco cabin and we can sit down and we can read the Harry Potter book
you
over
can
the.
Take her
okay. Do you know what?
I can take the girlfriend to the Dara said. Me and Dara are going to the eco cabin for the weekend to read Harry Potter. Aisling, you're going to have to find something else to do. I'm sorry. That's just how it is.
Let me just ask the final question, okay?
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds' new film, Red Notice, includes Welsh subtitles. Why? Is it because A, he and fellow actor Rob McElhenney own the Welsh football club Wrexham FC? Is it B, because the film is being released exclusively in Wales? Or is it C, as part of a drive for America to get speaking Welsh?
A.
It is indeed A. They do indeed. They own Wrexham FC. So, God, imagine that. Like, you've got these big Hollywood superstars making sure that there's Welsh subtitles in Red Notice, which was one of the most watched movies on Netflix. Simply because he owns a football club. I think that's incredible. Anyway, never mind that. Dara, 5 out of 5.
It's impressive. Good man. Yeah, well done, Dara.
Cheers.
Do you think you're gonna like? Do you think you're gonna get any food delivered tonight? Like, probably not. If you're in the eco cabin, you're probably gonna go out and eat. Like, so you just use the vouchers. Well, usually we'd ask like, what are you gonna spend it on this evening? But you'll probably be having some other eco experience where you're having like hummus or lentils or something, right? You know what I mean? Is it gonna be something like that? You think, Jar?
Honestly, I don't know. I'm going to say yeah, just for the sake.
Exactly, yeah. It probably will be. But anyway, listen, enjoy your trip away and let us know how you get on. And thanks for coming on, Dara.
Brilliant, cheers. Thanks very much.
There we go, Kieran. Thanks, that's Dara. Dara and his very thoughtful girlfriend getting him a trip away for his birthday. Okay, here's what we're going to do. On the way for you, we've Tiesto, we've Griff, Ed Sheeran. Actually, though, let's do some old school Beyonce, you know? Why
nice.
Not?
Nice.
It's Beyonce, Naughty
this
Girl.
Does something to me.
Does it? Okay, right.
Yep.
Here, it's only 20 to 1 on a Saturday afternoon.
Sorry,
please.
Sorry.
No, I'm all for it. I'm just saying. You're going to have to pace yourself.
2FM. Proudly supporting Stand Up Awareness Week against LGBTI+ bullying. Come in at belongto.org.
So first of all, we want to say a huge thanks to all the second level schools around Ireland that took part in Rainbow Jumper Day on Friday. It was our biggest reaction to date. So again, thanks for getting involved. And on the day, schools are wearing the different colours of the rainbow to support LGBTI+ people in Ireland. And now more than ever, the support is so important. It really is.
Yeah, and that's why here on 2FM, we are so proud to support Stand Up Awareness Week. And as you'll know, all week here on 2FM, you've heard the stories of people who have used the services of Belong To. They are a national organisation supporting LGBTI+ people in Ireland. So we're going to play you another one of their stories right now. Let's have a listen to this.
2FM. Proudly supporting Stand Up Awareness Week. Eliza's story.
Over the summer, I had some issues with my mental health. I hadn't come out as trans until this year, but it was pretty difficult before then even, mainly because I wasn't really being myself with a lot of people. It took quite a while for me to be able to be like comfortable enough to eventually come out and say it. And my parents weren't very supportive at first, but after a few months they got used to it, and now they let me go back to school with the new name. And I just sat down with my principal and he asked me what I'd like to do about it. And I said that I'd like to get my name changed on the roll call and everything, and to have as many people call me as the new name as I could. He was really supportive and the school was great about it. It was a very big relief, and at first I did think that it was going to go very badly. The other day, someone called me by my old name, and a bunch of the people in my class just kind of started like shouting at them about it. But it was very like nice and quite validating, I guess. But like the group has really helped a lot, and I've met some really lovely people who I wouldn't have met otherwise. It's been like a massive relief to have somewhere where I can be 100% myself and not worry about the repercussions of it. Come out whenever you feel comfortable to, and even if you never feel comfortable, know that you're valid, like, no matter what you do with your life. Just as long as you're being yourself and you're happy, it doesn't matter.
2FM. Proudly supporting Stand Up Awareness Week against LGBTI+ bullying. Come in at belongto.org.
Chris, I was back in the water again this morning.
You're some woman now for the sea swimming. Yesterday I said you said you were in around 8 or 9 a.m. What time did you make it into the sea this morning?
I was in again around 9 a.m.
I was
in around 9 a.m. Mm-hmm.
You
and
can get
better
it done.
Than it was yesterday.
Like, you're efficient. Like, if you think about it, I mean, you in the water at 9 a.m. having your sea swim. You're now here doing a show and it's 12 minutes past 11. I mean,
it's amazing what you can do when you actually put your mind to it.
I know. I tell you something, fitting an awful lot into these days. Do you have anything, like, you're starting to remind me of these like world leaders now that have full days. Are you doing anything after the show today? Are you attending an NGO
I'm like Mark
meeting?
Wahlberg.
Yeah, like, what are you
I've
doing?
Actually,
are you going for a round of golf after the show today?
Yeah,
or?
I've been in the gym since 4:30 this morning. Then
yeah.
I went for a swim at 9.
Me too.
I've eaten 10 omelets and I'm doing the radio show. So yeah.
Same. Yeah, I did 2 hours in the flotation tank this morning. I did a 3-hour calisthenics workout, and I've already been up for 8 hours, Kira. So like, I'm
going to be giving
dying.
Some inspirational talks later on over Zoom.
I'm doing
like
a TED talk in Trinity later on today. Actually, I'm really looking forward to it. Yeah. All right.
Chris, yeah. David has texted in to say, how would you know that someone is a sea swimmer? They keep telling you.
Hey. Oh, yeah. I agree, David.
No, do you know what? I'll take that.
Kira tells me every time she goes sea swimming. We get a constant update, constant news feed from Kira on when
in
she's
my
going
defense,
sea swimming.
This is actually something new for me. I've never swam in November in my whole entire life. So that is why I'm mentioning it. And David, I do apologize because there's nothing more annoying. So I get it.
Yeah, I mean, you are very annoying, Kira. At least we can acknowledge that. At least we're all in agreement on that. At least there's a consensus on that. Also, I was going to say, see, the great thing is, I love this because every time you bring this up, I can talk about how great I am then.
I know.
Did you use the dry robe I got you as a Christmas present this morning?
I use it all the time.
Oh, fantastic.
You know what?
Yeah.
Do you know what? I'm just going to buy a new one.
I don't ever use any present you've got me to this frequency. Do you know what I mean? I've never, ever used a present that you've gotten me of this frequency.
Chris?
No.
Really?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
I haven't.
Don't want to bring up what I've actually bought you on air, but yeah, no, it's okay.
Kira, really? That's private. That's one of my private toys, Kira. You're not allowed to talk about that. I can't believe you'd bring that up on air. Oh, my God. That is so embarrassing. All right, anyway. I wouldn't be opposed, by the way, if you want to get me like toys of that nature
that
for Christmas.
That will never happen.
Kira, that would be fine with me.
That would never happen, Chris. So let's move on. Let's play the clip. Let's see what the song is. Let's get this show on the road.
All right. Well, I know I can rule that out as my Christmas present this year. How unfortunate. Okay. What is going on in this clip anyway, Kira?
Okay.
You showed me this and I was incensed.
I will. I'm going to tell you about this clip, okay? So obviously, during the week, two American TV presenters went viral because the female TV presenter called Laura Ingraham, she's a Fox News reporter, and one of her, sorry, I'm sighing because I'm just like, oh my God, US author, Ario, what's his name? I have it there now. Sorry, it's gone in front of me, Chris.
Laura Ingraham, Raymond. Though, I know is the main one. Like, as in Laura Ingraham's a Fox commentator, and you always see her. She would be considered a little right-leaning, my understanding is, in the sphere of US politics, which I try not to get involved in because it's exhausting, but she would be certainly a right-leaning commentator, talking head, we will say. Yes, absolutely.
So then, obviously, they had a thinking guest on called Raymond Arroyo, okay?
Okay.
And he was referring to the Netflix TV series You, okay?
Yes, I understand.
So he says, I was watching an episode of You when measles came up, talking about the Netflix TV show and an episode that must have featured measles in it. And straight away, so he's a US author, and straight away, she turned around and was like, well, wait, when did I mention measles? Thinking that he was talking about her, when in fact he was talking about the TV show You. So I can get how there might be a little bit of confusion. But the clip continues on for about 60 seconds and she still doesn't get it. He's trying to explain to her, no, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about you, the Netflix TV show.
Let's have a listen because I'm convinced this is a setup. Kira thinks it's not. I am hoping and praying that people are not this stupid. That's really what it is for me. I don't think this is real because I just don't think...
You know, I was watching an episode of You where...
So You as in the TV show You. Not an episode of You, Laura Ingraham, the commentator. The TV show You. Okay, I'm with you.
You know, I was watching an episode of You where measles came up.
Wait. When did I mention measles?
I don't know. It was on You.
What? What was on me? What are you talking about? Right? Is Raymond even hearing what I'm saying? I never had the measles.
What's on you?
We never did a measles and vaccine episode. Is this a joke?
I know.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
It was on you. It was on you.
I've never had measles. What are you talking about? This is stupid.
It was an episode of a show, Laura.
Oh, my God.
What's it called?
You.
What is
you.
He talking about?
It's called You.
I've never done a show on measles. I just completely give up. We got to get
it's
out of
here. It's a show
I give up.
Called You on Netflix.
There's a show called Laura Ingraham on Netflix. What are you
never
talking
mind.
About?
I'm moving on to Adele. I can't explain this to
What's
you.
He talking
the pop
about?
Singer.
Like, obviously, there was ample time to explain that before that clip got out of hand.
Okay, so, but Chris, come on, okay?
No.
And the reason I'm saying this.
No way.
We're talking about Fox News reporters here, okay? So that's my first, that's the first
Look
thing
at Kira getting political.
Right, okay?
Yeah.
And secondly, Chris, we know how sometimes when myself and yourself are talking to each other, how things can get misconstrued. As in, for whatever reason, we are just not on the same level. Now, I'm not saying to be as stupid as this, but like, and you can feel the frustration from the American author there. He's like, no, I'm talking about an episode of You. And he's getting so frustrated at her making it all about herself. She's like, she got defensive straight away, which I think Fox News reporters tend to do anyway, and made it all about herself. And look, usually I'm the first person when I see things on the internet that are going viral and that are sent into my WhatsApp groups. I'm like, oh my God, this is a bit. This is made up.
It is a bit.
Funny.
This is an absolute bit.
I don't think
he could have explained. After 10 seconds, all he had to do was say, no,
Chris,
as in the TV show You, Y-O-U. It's spelt Y-O-U. That's all
but
little.
He
Raymond
was getting so frustrated with her because she got defensive straight away.
The TV show You. No, all you had to do was say there's a show on Netflix. It's called You. It's spelt Y-O-U.
Do you think she gave him any room to do that? I actually don't think she did, because she made it all about herself. And like, I know that Jen and Lottie were talking about this during the week as well, whether it's a bit, there's people on the internet that are saying, oh guys, have you ever come across the American comedians from the 1940s and 50s, Abbott and Costello? I'm like, yeah, that's a bit of a stretch.
This is like Laurel and Hardy.
I was like, that's a bit of a stretch to think that it even, you know, would spend that much time coming up with something as creative or whatever. I don't think it's a bit. 515-52, I'd be delighted to see what other people think about this, but I don't think it is.
I absolutely do. I think it's like, do you remember that Four Candles sketch? Where it's four, F-O-U-R-C-A-N-D-L-E-S. The guy wants four candles, but the guy thinks he wants fork handles, as in handles for a fork. That's what this reminds me of. That absolute nonsense.
I was watching
nonsense.
An episode of You where measles came up.
I never mentioned you.
Wait. Yeah. Why did I mention measles?
No, he could easily have just said the TV show is called Y-O-U.
Do you not think that a Fox TV presenter would get defensive when, you know, a topic like measles is brought up? For them to get to, wait a second, I wasn't talking about measles. What are you talking about? Blah, 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 whatever. Because that would lead to obviously a chat about vaccination and yada, yada, yada.
Or no.
A lot of people on the people are saying, seriously, you didn't get it. The whole bit was an homage to Noel Abbott and Costello bit. That's what I said earlier on. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt and assume that they're completely and utterly trying to be funny here.
Another Twitter user. I definitely think
somebody else says, it's a bit. She thinks she's funny. Trust me on this. And everyone thinks that the exchange was scripted. I really don't think so, Chris. I think I'm good at knowing these things.
So am I. We're both, listen, we've been in this since I've been in this since I was a teenager, this god-awful industry where people do this. I think it's a bit. I think it's absolutely a bit. But anyway.
51552. But then, as broadcast coordinator Adam pointed out to me,
what would he know? He's insane.
I was texting him and he was like, Kira, look, there's a bit of me that thinks it's also a scripted piece, but also he said, would there not be somebody in her headphones being like, he's talking about the TV show on Netflix?
Yes, there would be, exactly. Because in any of these shows, like, people can do that. People could do that now. Someone could say into my ear, hey, what Kira means by that is X.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. All right, Adam made a good point. Sorry, I was about to start screaming and disagreeing with him because usually he sides with you, Kira. All right, maybe broadcast coordinator Adam made a good point. I'll give him that. All right. Kira, there's something you have, you, without in it, I'll play this for you in a second because I was actually getting the, as you were talking to me, I was listening to you, but also kind of absent-mindedly listening because I was trying to find a piece of audio from one of the greatest television shows of all time, from one of the greatest TV characters of all time. You don't realize it, but you are inadvertently turning into him, Kira, and I will explain in a minute. But so Kira was telling me about how you now have, so you're going to need to start this from the beginning, Kira, before we get to which TV character you're the absolute image of in many ways. Now you have pet birds or something, or like,
oh yes, I mean, I've talked about this before on the show, I think during the start of the pandemic, whatever, I became a bird mother, Chris.
Yeah, bird and mother, that was the term you used. I knew there was
mother.
A word for it. Yes. Okay.
And you know, it's like those things, Chris, you know when you launch a new club, okay, and the club is like the club is kind of, you haven't done much marketing for it, you know, people are showing
a
up
soft
a
launch
bit.
Kira, I hear
yeah,
you yeah
soft launch, you know, you're putting out the drinks and the bites or whatever, and slowly but surely, you know, your club becomes the hottest place on earth. And Chris, that is now my windowsill, okay? And when I say that, I mean, I started off with a few birds, and I started off like small, but like putting out a little bit of bird seed for my birds, and I had a little bird box and all that sort of stuff. And and I have little robins, and I had little tits and wrens, and you know, all that sort of stuff. I think I had a seagull at one stage as well. Now, Chris, my baby birds have turned into teenagers, and I cannot deal with them. Okay,
what do you mean they've turned into teenagers? This is what I wanted to talk to you about. This angst that you're experiencing because of the birds.
Everyone wants to get into my club. Like, my club is the hottest place in town right now.
I see.
You know, I'm basically the result. I'm the reason for my own downfall, okay? Because I started putting out loads of food. My birds kind of disappeared in August and September, and I was like, where are my birds at, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, they're so back started, now that it's winter, aren't they? Oh, yeah.
See, this is
That's
it. So
it.
I started putting out more elaborate bird feeders. Like, I got them fat balls, and I got them, like, multi-seed. Uh-huh. And I even, Chris, I promise you, I kid you not, I got them heart-shaped fat balls. They're a thing. You can get heart-shaped fat balls. I have two robins that visit me. Obviously, they're obviously deceased loved ones. So they are kind of on the top of my hierarchy scales of birds that I feed.
Yeah.
And robins kind of like to eat just flat, if you know what I'm trying to say. And now I've got two big grey pigeons.
Right.
Who I call Harry and Lloyd after Dumb and Dumber. And I've got three ravens or crows or blackbirds. I'm not even quite sure what they are. And these guys are huge, like they're the size of dogs. And what they're doing is they're coming in and they're taking my little robin's food. So I'm finding myself like shooing them off, shooing them off. I'm like, there's plenty of food for everyone. But they're going to, I am going through birdseed, Chris. Like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah.
And can I just say, okay?
Yeah.
I've got blackbirds, I've got the two robins, I've got tits, I've got blue tits, I've got a colt. I've started getting chaffinches.
Like, I don't even know what that is. A chaffinch, what is that?
They're beautiful birds. They've kind of like a red face on them.
Okay.
I've goldfinches. I've had like,
okay,
you
Derek
it.
Mooney.
Everyone
hold on,
is yeah, rocking right. up to my club.
Thank
now,
you,
Chris.
Derek Mooney. That's fantastic. Ain't any Lana here giving us some bird facts.
No, but no, I'm just annoyed at the two pigeons. Okay, they're annoying me because, as I said, I call them Harry and Lloyd from Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
And also the three blackbirds. To me, they're the T-birds. So now I've become so attached that I've put names on them.
Oh, you
and
see.
And I also think that my robins are past loved ones in my family.
See,
that have left
this
the world.
This is the problem.
So,
this is what I'm worried about, and I'll tell you why, because I'll give everyone a bit of insight into Kira. Yeah.
You know, sorry, those scenes of the old woman with the brush and she goes out to shoo off the youths.
Yeah.
That's me, Chris.
With
that
what?
Is me
with
now.
Which birds? With the
blackbirds.
With the mean blackbirds.
With the blackbirds and the grey pigeons.
That bully
yes.
all the other birds out of the way to get the food. This is my problem, and this is what I'm worried about, and this is why I was saying you remind me of a TV show character who goes through a very tumultuous time. I'm going to play you the clip, Kira, and okay. I want to give everyone a bit of insight into Kira. Kira is a person who feels a lot. Kira feels all of her emotions very hard. Do you understand me? Kira is one of those people who loves hard, who experiences life on all of those emotional levels and everything. And I am worried that the day these birds stop showing up, the nonsense I'm going to have to deal with. Let me play you something, right? This is from The Sopranos, and this isn't a spoiler. But Tony Soprano gets attached to birds, Kira, in the same
what?
Way you are attached to birds. And okay. he tells his psychologist about it, and listen...
It's goddamn ducks.
Oh, ducks, sorry.
What is it about those ducks that meant so much to you?
And this is what's going to happen to you, Kira.
I don't know, it was just a trip having those wild creatures come into my pool and have their little babies.
This is going to be you, Kira.
Oh my God!
I'm gonna have to deal with this when the birds go. No, he's crying because the birds are gone, Kira. Why do you think he's crying and telling the psychiatrist about it? That's what I'm gonna have to deal with.
That was sad to see him go.
Oh no.
Oh Jesus.
Anyway. so I pressed pause just before he swears. But anyway, Kira, that's...
Oh my God, I didn't think that there was any level that I could ever associate myself with Tony Soprano,
no,
one
you'd
of the
be
greatest
surprised.
TV characters of all time.
You'd be surprised.
But there it is, Chris, I'm Tony Soprano.
And I'm going to be the psychiatrist going, what do those ducks mean to you, Kira? What
oh
did that chaffinch
God.
Mean to you? And you're going to be doing that. So that's why I'm worried, because this is what I'm going to... That's what's on the way for me.
Like, honestly, I felt like a low-rent Snow White for the last year and a half, but now I feel like all the birds are coming to my party, you know, like... My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, Chris.
Your fat balls bring all of the
chaffinches
to the yard.
No, I knew I had a problem when I bought the heart-shaped fat ball.
See, this
I
is
did.
What I mean. You love too hard,
I was
Kira.
Like, I'm hanging out heart-shaped fat balls for the birds.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Like, see,
oh,
this, dear. Is my, this is what I mean. This is Kira and her heart-shaped fat balls now. I'll be hearing all about this if these birds stop showing up. So listen,
like,
Kira.
I'm even worried about one of my robins because one of my robins is skinnier than my other robin.
Yeah, see, this is what I mean, yeah. Kira and Tony Soprano are now very concerned with the wildlife in their back garden.
Like, even friends of mine have commented when they've rocked around to the house. They're like, because I have some scallop shells on my windowsill.
Is that for the birds?
Sometimes I put
Do you put the... Oh, God.
Yeah, okay. Sometimes I put like seed on the scallop shells, whatever, so you can hear that from inside the house or whatever. Uh-huh. And my friends are like, Kira, is there 20 birds on your windowsill? And I'm like, yes, they're my babies.
Oh my God. And then I'm going to have to go through the same thing.
Can I just say though, I know what it's like to now have children because they are eating me out of house and home.
Is that the same thing?
That's what that's what I'm saying. They're like growing teenagers. I do not have enough birdseed to feed my birds.
Can you give a kid a fat ball and just have it eat it? Like the stone. Can you just hang out a fat ball for a child that's heart shaped?
I'm the closest thing to Brenda Fricker from Home
that's
Alone.
That's exactly what it is. We played you this earlier. And the answer, of course, yes. It was The Weeknd's Take My Breath. Let's say hi to Ronan, who got that right. Hello, Ronan.
How's things?
How are you?
Good, now yourself?
Hey, listen, can't complain. Can't complain.
You up to anything exciting, Ronan?
No. Probably watch Ireland at some of Qualifiers too, so hopefully they can get a big win.
Yeah, that'll
be it. Who are they playing, Ronan?
They're playing Argentina.
Interesting. Okay.
Rugby, yeah.
I think that could be one of the questions, perhaps. So Ronan's way ahead already. Have you been up to anything for the weekend, Ronan? Anything going on? Are you in work, in college, school? What's going on?
No, I was working all week, so I just took a nice each weekend and watched some of the sports yesterday.
You know what, Ronan? Good for you. Because people are always like, do you know what I did this weekend now? I went for a hike and then I went to a flea market and then I went to a clothes sale. Shut up. Like, just do nothing for your weekend. Like, exactly. It's fine. Yeah, there you go.
Exactly.
What do you do, Rona? What's your work?
I send orders for an oil gas company in Shannon. So
you do orders for an oil gas company in Shannon?
Yeah, I stage them. Yeah.
Stage them? So as in you go and like deliver them basically?
No. I go and like pick out the parts and then I ship them off like so.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah.
That sounds complicated and stressful, Ronan. You don't need to be doing anything at the weekend. Do you know what I mean? You need to recover over the weekend. All right. Well, listen, let's get down to some business here.
Chris and Kira's Quiz of the Week.
Ronan's on to play our Quiz of the Week. It's 5 questions on the biggest goings-on of the last week. I think you're definitely going to get at least one of them right, Ronan, given the plans for your afternoon. If you get 4 out of 5 right, though, you will win yourself €100 worth of Just Eat credit.
Which would be pretty handy for the relaxing weekend that you're going to have.
That's it, exactly, Ronan. You could have yourself €100 worth of food while watching the rugby match later. It'd be brilliant. It'd be amazing.
It'd be nice.
Yeah.
Ronan, are you ready for your first question?
I am, yeah.
Okay, here we go. The final lineup for I'm a Celebrity was announced this week. Which one of these people is not going to be appearing on the show? Is it A, Frankie Bridge? Is it B, Danny Miller? Or is it C, Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
I'm going to go with C. The Rock.
It is. Now, I would watch I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here. Dwayne The Rock Johnson was on. He'd probably win it, though.
Definitely.
So it'd be no competition, you know?
Yeah. There you go. See, that's the thing. I remember we were saying, remember when Roy Keane was rumored to be on there? And we were like, we would watch it if there was someone Roy Keane. You see, that's it.
Yeah.
Ronan, let me ask you this. I bet you you're the kind of guy who wouldn't usually watch I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here, right?
Yeah, you're right.
There you go. Neither am I. Yeah. But let me tell you something. If Roy Keane's on there, I'm going
to
be tuning in every night.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they need a big superstar like him from a world totally unrelated to celebrity and all that to get people like me and Ronan in. They'd be the biggest show ever if they could get people like that. But listen, there you go. Exactly. All right. Listen, TV execs. Ronan and I as a focus group think you should have Roy Keane on there, okay? Here's your next question.
I don't think there's enough money in the world to get Roy Keane on a show like that.
You see, I don't think there is. And he's the kind of guy that would never do that, which is why if he was on there, people like me and Ronan would go, wait a second, what? And we'd watch it. But look, Ronan, you're doing very well. Here's your next question. By the way, you said your plan was to watch the Ireland-Argentina match, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, do you know what nickname the Argentinian rugby team have? Is it A, the Pumas? Is it B, the Kangaroos? Or is it C, the Kiwis?
A, the Pumas.
Yes, it is, Ron.
It is indeed the Pumas. Okay, here we go. Your third question. The Cambridge Dictionary this week named which word as word of the year? Is it A, perseverance? Is it B, snorefest? Or is it C, pipe?
I got to go with B just because it's...
Yeah, because it was a quiet year, wasn't it? Yeah, it was.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't get to
actually
do much.
We did persevere over the last 18 months, so they've put perseverance into the Cambridge Dictionary.
Oh, that was a tough one, Ron. I didn't know that either. Like, I mean, you could have gone either way with that. Also, pipe is a perfectly reasonable word. That could have been word of the year. I know that's in as a joke option, but listen. Here's your next question, Ron. It was announced, you'll get this one. It was announced this week that which country and western megastar is set to play 2 gigs in Croke Park next September? Is it A, Daniel O'Donnell? Is it B, Garth Brooks? Or is it C, Taylor Swift? What do you think?
B, Garth Brooks.
Yes, it is. Are you going, Ronan? What do you think?
No, definitely not, no.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, your final question, Ronan. Sad news for Camila Cabello this week. She announced she had split from whom? Is it A, Shawn Mendes? Is it B, Jay-Z? Or is it C, Ed Sheeran?
A, Shawn Mendes.
Yeah.
It is indeed. We were devastated this weekend on the show when we heard that. But anyway. Yeah.
Ronan rang me. He said he was so devastated. He called me and said, Chris, I can't take it. He couldn't believe it either. So listen, we're all inconsolable throughout the week as a result. But
Ronan, you got 4 out of 5. Congratulations. What sort of takeaway food do you think you'll get this evening for yourself?
Probably a kebab, I'd say.
Oh, yeah.
For a kebab.
Nice.
Yeah.
Gigging chicken kebab or what? Lamb? What are you thinking?
Lamb kebab.
Oh, yeah. Can't go wrong. Yeah. Nice. All right. Well, listen, Ronan, enjoy the match. Enjoy your relaxing weekend, and we'll chat to you soon, man, okay?
Thanks very much.
There we go.
Cheers, Ronan.
That's Ronan. I like him. He's chilled out. And he's also not trying to... Because sometimes I think people who come on, they're really pretentious because they're trying to like look like they're doing things for the weekend. Just chill out.
Chris, what is your issue with people doing things for the weekend?
It annoys me because I don't do things. So then people who do things annoy me. Like you going swimming. Oh, completely.
Yeah, I know.
I rue the day Kira learnt these terms and these techniques like projecting and all that kind of stuff. It has been terrible for me. And getting to complain about things. Let me tell you, it has not been fun. Absolutely incredible stuff, as always.
You know, Chris, I've decided I'm going to stop talking about getting into the water because I think people are so sick of sea swimmers now. And I get it. I do understand it. And the only reason that I did talk about it is because I had a break of about a month and a half where I wasn't in the sea. And also, it's a novelty for me not to be. I've never been in the sea in November in my life.
I want to hear about it. I don't think you should. Yeah, you screw the haters. Yes, Kira, absolutely. Because in a weird way, I enjoy being annoyed by you talking about it. I'm a very odd man. I like to hate watch and hate listen to things. And I like to hate get annoyed by you listening to... by listening to you talk about how great you are because you go sea swimming. I want you to ignore the haters, Kira. And I want you to continue talking about it. Please.
I mean...
Your fans want it.
I haven't noticed any major difference in my life by doing it. You know, the way people are like, oh my God, it's like you are transported into the next dimension when you get into that cold water. And it's like your mind goes clear and you're connected to God.
No, none of that.
I don't feel that. I just feel my hands and feet getting cold. And I'm like, okay, Kira, how long can you stay in here until you literally perish with hypothermia? You know?
I think it's like when people say... They're those runner's highs. Like, I do a bit of running.
See,
I go
this
for jogs.
Is
I don't get any of that stuff they're talking
I've
about.
I've never gotten a runner's high.
I'm exhausted.
I would not be the sort of person to compete in a triathlon by any means. Like, when I say go in for a swim, I'm talking I can stay in for about 10 or 15 minutes at the moment. You know, and
that's
the temperatures
decent.
Are going to drop again.
That's decent, though. That's very good.
But,
good
like,
for you.
Then I can't feel my hands and feet for about an hour afterwards.
This doesn't sound like fun.
You see, this is it. So I'm kind of grappling in my mind as to why I'm actually doing it. But I guess...
Is it to talk about it on the radio?
Maybe it's to talk about it on the radio.
Yeah, it probably
is. Or maybe I'm punishing myself because I just want to feel something.
Yeah, man, maybe that's it.
You know?
Yeah, Kurt Cobain, I hear
man.
You. Absolutely.
You know
all
what
right.
I'm saying, dude?
Yeah, I hear you, bro.
Yeah,
I hear you.
Man.
That hits on many levels. Yeah, all right. Anyway, listen.
I am one dreadlock away from becoming a surfer. Look, dude.
I think you'd be terrible at surfing.
I'd be good at surfing, but I don't think I'd be good at the whole surfing life, like living at the back of camper vans and traveling around trying to find
God,
the biggest
waves,
man.
Oh, God, no, you would
man.
Not. Jesus, no.
No.
Oh, my God, no way. You would not be suited to that life.
I'd have to move to Sligo or something.
You would need to move to Bundoran.
Very stereotypical about surfers
in
Ireland.
No, you would.
Ireland,
you'd need to be in a Volkswagen van in Bundoran and also give, like, yoga lessons or something. That's what you'd need to do, I think, if you were going for that vibe. Mm-hmm. You should consider it. That might be nice.
Set up like a falafel stand.
No, you'd sell like hummus or something. Yeah. You'd sell like hummus out of jars on your Instagram. Do it. I support you. I will buy your hummus and like maybe give you the odd like on there. You know?
No.
For your metrics.
There's a little percentage of hippie in me. I'm not going to lie, but...
Or it's a very small percentage.
It's a very small percentage.
You ain't living out of no Volkswagen van. Let me tell you something. Not a hope you. Jesus. All right.
Anyway, Chris, before we finish up, we have to tell people that we will not be here this weekend. Because we've taken the whole weekend off because the Late Late Toy Show is on next Friday. We've got our matching pajamas.
Yep, that's right.
We're getting goodies in. We're very much looking forward to it. And we're always so exhausted because we stay up so late watching the Late Late Toy Show that we've taken the whole weekend off.
We're having a slumber party. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Me, broadcaster, coordinator Adam, and Chris.
Yeah.
The three of us
I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be great. Anyway, listen, until then, from myself, Chris, goodbye from Kira.
Goodbye.
Chris and Kira. Weekends from 11. I got to 11.